Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to this most amazing episode of ClickFunnels Radio. You have the opportunity of hearing from my dear friend, who I absolutely adore, Ms. Catherine Jones. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
This is going to be a ton of fun. For those of you guys who were not at Funnel Hacking Live, you missed it because she literally rocked the house. I don't think anyone got more excited about your presentation than our entire audience, who was like, oh, my gosh, how do I get those notes? And we're actually in the process of changing our webinar to follow kind of the model that you've created, which I absolutely love and adore. For those of you guys, again, if you haven't been following Catherine, by all means, check her out. Easiest place probably is at CF Design School, and then on her Facebook channel, and then on where else should they go to check you out?
Honestly, my free Facebook group, Design Hackers Official. Oh, we drop stuff in there all the time. So come hang out with us, Design Hackers Official.
Design Hackers Official on Facebook, that's the first place to go. But today, we have the opportunity of talking about design hacking. Most importantly, really presenting stories that convert. And I think that's the part I absolutely loved. It was so fun, honestly, just watching. I have a unique perspective, I guess, at Funnel Hacking Live because I'm able to kind of go behind the stage and look in front of the stage. And I'm back. I'm going back and forth, and people are just jamming, taking as many notes as possible, taking pictures and screenshots, just trying to make sure they captured every single thing. And I remember sitting there talking with Melanie ahead of time, just like, if you are aware that the Catherine has like 3,000 slides she's trying to present in like 22 minutes. I'm like, really? So, but you flew through it. And again,
listen, when Russell messages you and he's like, listen, I need you to explain why design is essential for conversions. I need you to actually go into the editor and show them how to do it. And I need you to show them how to sell it in 27 minutes. It's like, listen, we're going to need to work through this. We're going to need a little creative. I remember being on the Two Comic Complex cruise, and I was trying to think, like, how can I go in the editor and, like, have it be not like, oh, guys, let me log in right now, because you only have 27 minutes. So we were my memory of the cruise is Midnight Mastermind, which was so fun, and literally, like, making GIFs late into the night of, like, this is what's happening in the software. But yeah, I think we had about like 450 slides that we got through in a few minutes. And so we had to preset people. I literally was like, I will tell you when to take notes and just pay attention. But I think mission was accomplished. And it's actually been amazing to see what's happened in kind of this blend of funnel world, design world since then. So, oh my gosh, it was so fun. It was amazing.
Well, again, Catherine, we absolutely love and adore you and everything you do for our entire community. And it's been fun for me just to see the impact of design because stick figures are about the hardest thing in the world for me to draw. And that's about where my design stops. And so to see someone who has your skill set and most importantly, your ability to teach it at such an elementary level to where people go, oh my gosh, I can do that.
Yeah.
And that is a gift that not too many people have. So I appreciate your gift so much more than you know. And it's just amazing for me to see the impact that you're having, not only in our community, but literally for everybody who has the opportunity of meeting you. So thank you so much. And I'm excited for this podcast. Anything else you want to say before we dive right in?
Well, I think the only reason why I'm able to teach it at an elementary school level is because you and I are the same. Like your stick figureness and my stick figureness, like we are one and the same. And sometimes it actually cracks me up that I've become like this go-to expert when it comes to design, because I literally like, guys, I'm not that good at this. I'm not that good at traditional design, but I think that's why it works so well is because approaching design, not necessarily as this like ambiguous, nebulous, like you art, right? Where you either got it or you don't. But like, I just think I am very formulaic. Like I love steps. I think I'm self-diagnosed OCD. Like I just am a lady that loves some structure. And so approaching design in a very formulaic way almost forced it to become elementary. And again, like it really wasn't like, how can I make this simple? It was like, how can a stick figure drawing girl like me possibly, right? Like possibly figure out how to do this. And so, so I think it was this really, maybe beautiful, gift that I was so artistically challenged because I think had I had any inclination at all, I probably would have gone the traditional route and this means of using design to increase conversions probably wouldn't, at least it wouldn't have been born by me. So,
Well, we so, love it.
So we're one in the same, dude. We're one in the same.
Well, I know you've got an event coming up here shortly. Tell people kind of about it because it's going to lead into really the content I want to talk about here as well.
Totally. Oh my gosh. So we have so many cool things happening in the world of design hacking. We have an event coming September 25th and 26th, which is going to be amazing. And we're going to go deep into design hacking, how to present stories that convert, not just through funnels, but through podcast, video, copy, stage, Instagram lives, Facebook lives. And then also too on the back end, how do you actually automate and structure that? Because I think oftentimes people are like, they believe in this concept of stories. They believe in this concept of content, but the actual doing of it results in one of two things. It either gets overwhelming and people don't do it at all, or they batch a ton of content, which almost negates the storytelling aspect of it. So people get bored. Like people are like, oh, I can tell that they filmed 900 videos in one day. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of over this, right? And so how do you actually present stories and exchange of information in a way that converts? Convert meaning literally to change somebody or something from one form to another. So how do you make a sales video that turns somebody from a website visitor into a buyer, and then a buyer into a hyper buyer, and then a hyper buyer into this evangelist for your brand? And I think that's one of the most exciting things that we've cracked the code on, is that there actually is, just like with presenting stories that convert through a funnel, right? There is a formulaic process to know how to do that. So we're talking about that in at our event is September 25th, 26th, but we're really dialing it back to kind of step one. Like, what does it really look to get your footing? We have a huge 5-day training coming up starting August 3rd. You can get in our free in our Facebook group. And it's kind of like, hey, when you start to know how to do this, to tell stories that convert, you really are able to curate becoming the number one go-to expert in your niche. Like when you know how to present stories that convert, then you become this undeniable number one. Which means you get paid like number one, your competitors become irrelevant. And then again, you have like evangelist followers. So like what we're like, it's like, I keep telling my team, like, can we just teach this now? Like, do we have to wait? Do we have to wait? They're like, no, Catherine, like, be chill. Like, wait for the event, wait for the event, wait for the training. So anyway, so that's happening literally next week. And I could not be more excited because it's like we're sitting on gold and it's working for us and it's working for our clients. And so, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to chat about it.
So what's the name of the group again?
Design Hackers Official. So if you literally type in Design Hackers Official, you'll find it.
Awesome. So everyone, I want you guys to go check out Design Hackers Official. It's a free group. You have the opportunity to dive in there. We're going to try to, in the next 10, 15, 20 minutes here, to give you as much content as possible to overwhelm you so that you're going to actually have to go, I can't do all this. I'm listening to this while I'm on a exercise bike or running. And so you're going to go to Design Hackers Official, and that's where you're going to get all the resources to dive deep in with Catherine. So with that, Catherine,
yes,
in the next 10, 15, 20 minutes, let's dive in and give people as much content as we possibly can on doing exactly that. How do they actually present stories that convert? Because I know that's always been one of the things I've struggled with. I have had the opportunity of knowing Russell for over a decade now, and I've seen his story skills continue to get to the point where now they're so compelling and people just are just always overwhelmed. I'm not at that point, not anywhere close to that. And so I am your protege here. I will do whatever you tell me to do. So basically consider me the newbie who's trying to figure out this whole story, and I'm trying to present stories that convert. So let's dive in.
Well, listen, again, you and I are in the same boat, and honestly, it was really amazing kind of how this whole thing started. I think a lot of people will resonate with this. I always said, like, I had just discovered the internet, like for real. I was like, you can make money on this thing? Like, actually, it was amazing. I was in college and I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was in a major that I literally didn't care less about, but I like, Dave, like, I'm the reason why there are like the stereotypes for millennials. Like, it was me. And I want to apologize on behalf of my generation because that's my fault. But like, I literally, like, I remember I had just come home from this mission trip for my church, and I had no idea what I wanted to do. But again, like a very stereotypical millennial, I was just like, I just want to help people, you know, like, I just want to help people. And like, I'm annoyed with myself just hearing that, right? So I'm like, ugh. And I had no idea what that meant. I just felt like I had something in me that was going to burst outside of my skin, but I had no idea what it was. And I think that's like a really, a common feeling for a lot of entrepreneurs, where it's just like, I don't know what's in me, but something's in me. And I think it's going to explode. So I was like, well, the only thing that I can think of to quote unquote help people was, it would probably be easier if I had money, question mark. So I didn't even know entrepreneurship was like, I didn't even really understand that was a thing. So I started reading personal finance books. Literally, I was like, what's a Roth IRA, what's a 401k, like, and that kind of led to investment books. And unbeknownst to me, because I had no idea what email marketing was or targeting, or I started getting emails and ads, and I remember being like, how are they finding me? This is crazy. And again, we just didn't know. And I start buying their courses. I'm just so intrigued about this this concept. And again, they start introducing me to this concept of passive income, and I am buying these courses on credit cards that I applied for that I should not have applied for on like the lowest payment plans. But I just start becoming so intrigued where it's like, oh, here's how to write email copy. And again, I'm a humanities major at this point, right? So it's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm like, that's super interesting. Or here's how to build a web WordPress site, or here's how to make your first $1,000 online. And I didn't quite know what I was looking for, but it was super intriguing. But then I had somebody explain to me this, like the overarching concept of an online business and this concept of passive income and this concept of like mass impact. And it was right then, Dave, when all of a sudden like things clicked for me, because I understood this model, but at the same time, like I think I'd been battling with, I grew up in a family, I'm the second oldest of 8 kids. So just God bless my mom. She was pregnant for all the 90s. Like God bless that woman. Oh my gosh. So I'm the second oldest of 8, and my parents are actually the coolest. Like they are so rad. And somehow they raised us kids where we're like, we like each other. Like we're all friends. Like nobody hates each other. And so I always knew that I wanted that. Like I always knew I wanted to be a mother. I always knew I wanted to be a wife. But I also knew that like I wanted my life to look a little bit different. I kept like being in this battle of what does it look like to have like significant impact inside your home and simultaneously outside. Like, can you take over the world and be a super present dope mom? And for so long, like, I couldn't even like fathom what an application of that would look like. Like I just didn't know. It felt like you had to choose one or the other. And so when I discovered this, like the internet, internet marketing, all of a sudden I was like, holy crap. I was like, if I'm just not an idiot about this, like if I'm just not dumb, right? Like maybe I could do this. I think for a lot of people, they discover like the entrepreneurship and this avenue for creation. I think this a switch goes off, right? Where it's like almost obsession. And I think for me that the switch flipped maybe even harder than most people, because I was like desperate to figure out how I could one day build this family and this unit and almost a sacred place like I had growing up and also take over the world. So as I like have this, like all this fire flowing through me, I discover the world of funnels, which, oh my gosh, God bless Russell Brunson for reading writing.com secrets. Like I still, like if you get me talking about value ladders for any amount of time, I actually get emotional because I'm like, oh my gosh, so beautiful. And I've been reading all these business books and also I was like, a value ladder puts it all together. It's so beautiful. Anyway, so I like discover it. It's amazing. And I like jumped to a ship. I was like a lead pages girl. And I literally was like, guys, we're over that. We're coming on to ClickFunnels. And start this funnel agency. But I think one of the tricky things is that with this funnel agency, I mean, we would just kill it for a client, like just crush, you know, and like to a point where it's like, you know, my little 24-year-old mind, I'm like, I am the internet, like anything's possible for me. It's like fools, like we just like crush this. And then literally, Dave, like the next client, we would bomb, just bomb. And I'd be like, I'm quitting. I'm never coming back. I don't know anything about anything. I'm sorry. And so I kept having all these inconsistencies in. I was like, am I an idiot or am I brilliant? I actually don't know. Like I couldn't figure out what the determining lever was. And so, again, I think if I hadn't had this motive that was like so deep in me, or was like, I've got to figure out how to do both inside the home and outside the home. And the only way to do that, I think, is to have some realm of consistency, right? In what you're doing.
That helps.
Yes. And I was like, I can't keep like bombing it and then like killing it. And so I went out in this like desperate search to figure out what was the lever. Like what was the lever that was determining whether or not me and my clients were killing it or whether it was just absolute bomb. And in my studies, it was crazy. It was like this beautiful double-edged sword, so beautiful and so terrifying. When I discovered Google had done this study and Stanford had done this study that said that people determine the credibility of your website in 0.05 seconds. Like you can't even like start and stop your phone fast enough for that. Like everybody listening, take out your phone right now. Like start and stop, try and get 0.05 seconds. You won't get it. So they determine the credibility in just a split second. And in that split second, over 90% of what they're judging is your design, is the presentation. So like you might have the most incredible copy in the world. You might like have the best offer. You might be like the guru of all gurus, but if your stuff is not designed or presented in a way that your customer is expecting, you lost the game. Like, it's over. Like, you lose because they won't even stay on the page long enough to see what they're selling. And so, what you're selling. And so, again, this double-edged sword where all of a sudden I was like, yes, like, I figured it out. And then the other edge of the sword with you is like, I can't design. I don't know anything about anything. I'm like, I don't know how to code. I don't know Photoshop. I'm a humanities major, right? Like, I look at art, but I have no idea how to do any of this. And so I was just like, oh my gosh. And so, again, everybody kept telling me, go learn how to code, go learn Photoshop, go learn all these things. And again, like, it was almost an inability. I was like, I just think I can't do this. And so I remember I was still in my college town. I was sharing a room with my roommate. I went to the IKEA kids section to get there's a bunk bed on top and a desk underneath. You know what I'm talking about? That's where I'm working, right? And I'm just like, I have to figure out design. And I'm trying all these traditional ways. It's not working. And finally, and again, I think this was just like a gift. I think this was just like divine inspiration. And like, you guys can't see here because we're on the podcast, but like my books are color coded. Like I really am like a little bit semi OCD, I think. So I'm like, oh, like people are just saying like, you got it or you don't. And I'm like, that's not going to work for me. I need it to be like consistent and formulaic. And so all of a sudden I just, again, I think this like divine thought where all of a sudden I was like, what if design isn't an art? What if it's actually a science? Like, what if it's just like a series of steps to take and a series of decisions to make and a series of tools to use? And I think almost desperate for this hypothesis to work. I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, what is this? Could this be a thing? And so again, I set out and I start looking at all these top converting sites that I know are killing. And again, we could talk about back and how do you know a site's actually killing it, but start looking at all these things. And it is almost annoying, Dave. Like, it's almost frustrating how quickly that hypothesis turned out to be true. I was like, it has been years, like years that I have been struggling with this. And like, within a matter of like hours, I'm like, what? Like, there's a pattern to this. And really interestingly, like there are 6 levers when it comes to design for a funnel or for a web page that determine whether or not you're going to kill it. And it's like structure. What do the words look like? What are your images? What's your paint color? Your call to actions or things that do stuff on the page and spacing. And like, if you can identify the patterns of what's happening in your niche and amongst your customer base with what's happening with those 6 things and you simply model them in your own, then it's like, it was like, again, annoying how well it worked. And so we package this up and we start doing it for our own stuff. And it's working. And we start doing it for our clients and it's working. And like, even with like Michelle Pesco-Solido, who she's your traffic coach. She's incredible. Like we did it for her stuff. Literally, she's a genius traffic person. She's like so frustrated because she's like, I can get everybody from a Facebook ad to come to my page, but nobody's opting in. And she's like, I don't understand the deal. And you hired her. You know, she's a genius, right? Like, she's like, what is the deal? And her offer was even really great. It was this really cool ebook. But her design was not what her people were expecting. And it wasn't what was converting her in a niche. So we literally scraped it through this 6-step science we call design hacking. And we told her to make some tweaks and start running traffic to it. And within 4 days, she went from a 23% opt-in rate to a 78% opt-in rate.
Oh my gosh.
And the only thing that changed, this is what's ludicrous. Like the only thing that changed, like we didn't change a word of copy. We didn't change her offer. It was actually the aesthetic of what was being presented. And so again, like just, we packaged it all into this thing called CF Design School and people have been able to kill it with their own products and different things like that. And I think what is actually, and what we're so jazzed about coming up with this event and coming up with, we have this huge 5-day free training all about design hacking and how to use it to become the number one go-to expert in your niche, is that this formulaic process for how to actually present a story, right? And a story is just an exchange of information. So an offer is a story. Like if you present an offer to someone, you're telling them a story. Everything you're doing is a story, right? How do you actually present the visual aesthetic compilation? How do you present a story in a way that converts, literally changes somebody from one form to another, from a subscriber to an actual buyer? And again, so just like we started to test with funnels, we started to test like, wait, does this work other places? And we started to play the game with video and testing out what's happening with video. And again, almost annoying, right? It's almost annoying when you're like, oh, like, why were we doing this? Like, just why are people talking about this like this? And start playing the game with video, crazy. Start playing the game with copy, especially in the social media realm, crazy conversions. And again, there's formulas and structures and systems across all different platforms, but that's how this was born. And so I think one of the most exciting things, Dave, and I think you've experienced this as well. Like with your vehicle of funnels, with ClickFunnels and the software, is like, you have these genius humans, just genius, who are sitting on gold, like sitting on money. And they just have no idea how to put it out into the world. And so you see over and over again these like beautiful movements and these beautiful ideas and these beautiful products and services that the world actually is desperate for just die on the wayside because they don't know how to actually present it in a way that converts. And I think that literally is like what gets me so jazzed and why, especially like for this training coming up next weekend or this next week, like why we're so excited is because you're able to take these people that are sitting on genius. Like, and I think similar to me at the beginning where it's like, oh, I have something inside of me and I'm going to burst, right? I'm going to burst. But like, how do I get the world to know it? And it really is a matter of how do we take your story? How do we take your offer and construct it and present it even aesthetically in a way where the world will accept it and resonate with it. And yeah, so it's been this like crazy, amazing, again, I think like a divine blessing to be so cursed at design. I giggle about this all the time. It's like, people call me like the design queen or like the go-to guru for funnel design. I'm like, guys, listen, like, yes, but also LOL because we don't know. It's like, I can't draw. We don't know how this works. And so, so it's just this amazing, amazing thing. And so, helping people, I think, to realize that this ability to take your message or your product out into the world in a way that not only looks and represents you, but in a way that people will pick it up, and recognizing that you don't need to have a graphic design degree and you don't need to have a video editing degree and you don't need to be an incredible copywriter. It really is super formulaic, so much of a recipe, and in a way that if you do it, if you actually follow what's working, then you're going to be able to model it for yourself. So anyway, so we're just like, again, to my team, I'm like, wait, can we move the training up a week earlier? Like, can we do that? And they're like, be chill, Catherine, be chill. I'm like, okay, I'll wait. So we just like could not be more excited about kind of this expansion of teaching design hacking outside of funnels alone, but helping across all mediums. What does it look like to actually present a story that converts?
Let's talk about video then, because I know that's one of the main things a lot of people are dealing with, whether it's YouTube or Instagram, yes, or Facebook or whatever social things. What are some of the things you're finding from a video standpoint people can do?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. Okay. This makes me so excited. Well, here's one of the craziest things. And again, testing this hypothesis, doing it with us. If anybody follows us, you know, like I love video. Like I love video. And
your
it's
go-to.
I think thank you so much. Although you should, I almost like want to send you, I'll send you my first videos and you're going to be like, what a cry for help. And like, you'll believe me when I tell you that this is a learned skill. This was never intuitive. Okay. You will believe me. And, but I think what was crazy is initially, because I think this medium of video can feel so shiny, right? So shiny, so flashy. Originally like the initial hypothesis in like trying to curate this formula felt like, oh, well, if a video is going to quote unquote convert, right? Like change people from one form to another, get them to buy. It has to be really well done. We need to have 4K and we need to have edits and we need to do all these different things. And cause we were like, well, what are the big people doing? What are they doing? Like they all have cool edits. They all have like these cool things. Like, well, that's what we need to do. Okay. Let's figure it out. So we started doing this. And as we're doing this at the same time though, just by nature of being a influencer, aspiring influencer, right? Like you're going live on stuff and you're just making quick videos. And all of a sudden I'm like, what is happening? Like this video where I have just finished working out, looking like a homeless person, like I'm looking crazy, right? Like I'm looking crazy and that video is killing it. And we're starting to see these really interesting patterns amongst ads as well, where it's like, just a derpy ad that I film on my phone is giving us a 6-7x return versus a really highly produced ad that's giving us a 1.8. And so it's like, what's happening here, right? Like, what's actually happening here? But then we're confused because then we'll produce a really highly edited video and it will also kill it. And then our next highly one will just totally tank. And so we're like, okay, well, clearly the edits are not necessarily the determining factor. Having cool camera and having cool footage. So like, what's happening? So we started to analyze these videos, not only that we were doing, but that, I mean, you have 14-year-old girls on YouTube that are killing it. Millions and millions of views. And their edits are, they're not cool, right? Like, they're like weird zoom ins and like Comic Sans font, which just like hurts me personally, you know? And I'm like, what are they doing? And here's what's crazy is that they actually know how to tell a story. And also we started to identify there is this beautiful story arc that's happening that grabs people in and that holds them to a point where all of a sudden your story becomes their story, so that by the end when there is a call to action, they're like, oh my gosh, that's cool. And so we're like, okay, wait, so there's this really cool story arc pattern. And so it's really fascinating. It starts with what we call a nab, right? Where it's like, it's a pattern interrupt, nab. Like every video that's gonna convert, like, I don't know if you've ever been on a Facebook Live where you're like, oh my gosh, like, it could even be me. So we'll just throw me under the bus, right? We're like, oh my gosh, Catherine's going live. Let's check her out. And it's like, I'm kind of boring for the first like 30 seconds. And you're like, I was going to try and support her, but I think I got to get off. I can't watch her. I've done it with so many people on lives, right? Where you're like, oh, they're live. You're like, oh, I'm bored, right? Like, I'm out of here. So true. It's because we don't have a nab, right? A nab literally meaning we yoink them out of what their traditional scrolling pattern is. So you need a nab. And then once we have their attention, we're going to descend them to what we call ground zero, where it's like, okay, what's happening here?
Let's go back. So give me an example of a nab.
Oh my gosh. Garrett White just came out with one of the best nabs ever. And it hurt me. It was so good. So it was, everybody go follow Garrett White anyway. He's a genius. But he had an Instagram post just a little bit ago. And the nab, right? Again, pattern interrupt, something that's going to stop. It literally, the headline of his Instagram post was, I almost killed my baby.
I saw that.
Yes. And did you read it?
Of course.
Yes. You read it because you're like, I'm sorry, what? First of all, this baby's so cute. Second of all, you're like, Garrett, what do you mean you almost killed your baby, right? And so then, so geniusly, you're in. It's like, that has opened the loop and I'm not going to look away. I'm not going to look away, right? And I mean, I think Russell is like such a genius at these nabs, right? Where it's like, it's open loop, it's conflict. It's like, what's going to happen? Enough to where it would hurt you to keep scrolling, right? So then once we have this nab, right? I just killed my baby. I almost just killed my baby. We take them down, we bring them, we give them context for the story. We call it ground zero, right? Where it's like, who are the characters involved? What's happening? Blah, blah, blah. So you have Garrett White, all right, who's like, 18 years ago, my wife Danielle and I got married. We got married. And that's it. That's really all you needed to know. So nab, ground zero, but then like any good story, you have to have a moment of conflict. We call it doom in our community, right? It's like, what's the moment of doom? Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And so for Garrett and his wife, Danielle, was like, we had just extreme marital problems. And three times over the last 18 years, we almost divorced, right? And then what's so cool and what we found, and this is what the design hacking story arc framework is, that's different. Because you'll see a lot of people teach story arc.
Sure.
Right? Inciting incident, all these sort of things. But here's what's happening. A lot of people don't start with nab. If you see them, like if you go watch a major motion picture, most of them don't start with a nab. But again, they're playing the game to tell stories to entertain, not to tell stories that convert. We're busy making money, right? So we nab them, then we get them to ground zero. We introduce this moment of doom. But then again, because we are actual design hackers and we convert, we escalate them. So we take it, we take the moment of doom and we make it worse, right? We just pour salt in it and we twist it. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to add this element of scarcity, where it's like, hey, we almost divorced three times. Escalate it. We were on the brink of divorce. I literally called an attorney and we were a day away from making this happen. And you're like, what's going to happen? And you're like, he has this huge movement. What happens? And he's all about families. What's going to happen? Oh my gosh, right? Then what we do is we present what we call a solution. So it's like, well, then what happened? What was the remedy? What was the resolution? And for him, they have this like beautiful moment where they figure it out. And their resolution, once they do, is they're like, okay, we're going to actually cement these challenges that we went through, start this new thing. We're going to have a baby together. And then again, at the end, because we are design hackers, not entertainers, we tell stories that convert. Not only do we present the solution, we invite them to come along with us. And so many people miss that. It's crazy. So many people miss the nab at the beginning. People introduce a conflict. No, it's very rare that people escalate it, right? The more the conflict hurts, the more people start to resonate with it, which means that the more that the solution means to them, which means the more that the invitation is enticing to them. And so again, like Garrett White goes back and he's like, if I would have divorced my wife, I would have killed my baby. like this beautiful human that existed. And you're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. You're like, I am a woman and he's not even targeting me. And I think I want to be a wake up warrior. You're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And so again, like such a beautiful example, like everybody go watch that. Like go look for a picture of his baby. She's gorgeous. And literally look for the title, like I almost killed my baby. And what's fascinating, you're going to start to see this. You'll see this in all of our videos. You'll start to see this in like even your videos as well, which is incredible. But like the videos that are converting are the ones that are following this framework. Nab, ground zero, moment of doom, escalate the doom, make it hurt, present a solution, give an invitation. And what's fascinating about all these edits and these cool transitions is that they only work if they propel that exact story arc. If the edits make the doom feel scarier, it works. If it's only a flash, it doesn't matter, right? If the edit makes the ground zero make more sense, where it's like, oh, here's what was happening, reverse, right? Like, blah, 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 rewind, news clips, then it works. But if not, then it literally doesn't matter. Like the connecting thing between what's happening in the video and what's so beautiful about the story arc, it's the exact same thing that works on an Instagram live. And it's the exact same thing that works on a Facebook Live. And it's the exact same thing that works on a podcast. It's the exact same thing that works in email copy. And sure, there's like nuances to each of these mediums. But if you want to go look at if you literally go look at a sales page that's converting, like even if you went to OFA, One Funnel Away, right now, literally, you would find the headline, it's a nab. And then all of a sudden, you see Russell, he goes into ground zero. Here's why we started this. Here's what's going on. Boom, you keep scrolling down the sales page. It's annoying. It's everywhere, right? Like all of a sudden you see this moment of doom where it's like, oh, it wasn't working over and over again. But escalate, my family was running out of money. Like all these people, everything's going to be terrible. Boom, solution, one funnel away, invitation, boom, $100. Like even sales page copy is following this. And again, there are nuances to all these different things, but this general guideline, this general principle of literally, if you know how to tell a story, and again, following this framework and getting really good at this, when you really do this, it turns it not only into a story, but it transforms it from a story into their story, where they're like, oh my gosh, Catherine gets me. That's my story, right? And again, if you do it really tactfully, we talk about a lot of this on the back end design hacking, where it's more than just filling in the blanks of those things, but how do you present it? And again, we can take from a story to their story, which now becomes our story, which means that not only are they problem aware, and not only are they solution aware, but they're like, I would never go anywhere else besides Catherine to get my answer. I would never go anywhere else besides Dave to get my answer because his story is my story and he gets me. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that helps this concept of vehicle that Russell talks about, right? Becomes so much more than, oh, I created a blue ocean. It's like, no, it's like this deep emotional connection to the point that only Dave Woodward could ever help me because he's the only one that understands me. And the only way that you can create that emotional connection is through a very intentional story. And again, whatever medium you're playing on, funnel, video, podcast, stage, Instagram story, Facebook Live, like it is actually all the same game. And again, amazing because the results of that, when you can really, really do that, that's when you become number one in your niche. Because again, nobody else can help me. Only Dave can help me. Only Dave can help me. And again, when you're number one in your niche, you get paid like number one, which we love that. Number two, your competitors become irrelevant because they might know stuff, but they don't know me. They don't know me. And the third thing is all of a sudden your followers don't just become followers. They become evangelists where they will so willingly share your stories and your videos because they're their stories. And that this is what I wanted to say. This girl said what I wanted to say, so I'm going to share this. And again, so fun when you're able to do that because again, good products and good people and good services actually get out into the world in a way that works. So for all of you that are like, I can't do videos like Catherine, I can do videos like Russell. It's like, listen, those are good. And we believe in some edits and we're so grateful for, I'm so grateful for my content team. But like, we just had a huge we call it our monthly mapping meeting for our content for August. And all we're doing when we create content is we are saying, what are the false beliefs that are happening in our community? And what stories do we need to tell to overcome those? And then we just go through our formula, nab, ground zero, doom, escalate. And then we go from, and then we distribute from there and optimize from YouTube from there. But the origin is, what are the stories that will resonate with these humans?
Oh my gosh, I get chills. I love it. Absolutely love it. No, I think the part, because I've seen it happen so many different times, not only in our community, but as I watch other people's communities. Mm-hmm. It's that transition from your story to their story and then our story, mm-hmm. where I've seen that literally take a company that who yes. had nothing and had been yes. struggling for years, and all of a yep. sudden this momentous occasion happens, and it's mm-hmm. because of that ability to be able to tell a story. They present the story in a way that it converts, and that conversion is, it's almost a soul-to-soul spiritual conversion of story-to-story saying, that's my story. And I loved how you said, you know, that so often a person will say, you know what, they're telling my story. And I think so many people sit silently on the sidelines having stories to tell, and they're looking for someone else who already connects with that story. And it's like, I will follow them because that's my story.
And again, I think what's so exciting about this, especially, I mean, I'm literally a humanities major, which, don't get me wrong, it was amazing. I had a whole class on musicals, but like, what do we do with this? We're not sure, right? We're not sure. And I think things like design and things like copy or storytelling can feel very soft skills, right? Like very soft, not real, too hard. It's a gift or it's not. And again, I think the reason why we're having so much success and the people in our design hacker community are having so much success is because there literally are formulas that you can follow to do this. And approaching these, again, like we get hate mail from graphic designers and copywriters all the time. Like you want to know what we do? We turn it into content. We turn it into stories. They literally put our rants, right? Where we're like, all right, like Susan's upset. But again, if I was Susan, I would hate me too, right? I would totally hate me too. Susan went to 4 years of graphic design school. At most, she's making $75 an hour. And me, in a weekend, because we decided to approach design formulaically, I can take someone who has literally not made a single thing online, within a weekend has already made a $2,500 up to a $10,000 funnel deal, right? Same thing for copy. I would hate me. And again, we're doing the same thing in copies. I have copywriters that are so frustrated with me. And when I say to them, I'm like, oh my gosh, look, just come, right? Just come hang out with us. Like, if you already have that basis, imagine what this formula would do for you. Oh my gosh. And again, like, I do think that is the reason, because there are a lot of people that teach stories as they should. And you can feel it. There's something there. But again, I think the reason why design hackers are so quickly taking over this internet marketing space is because we approach it in a very scientific and formulaic way, rather than just like, go out there, kids, just feel it in your heart, whatever feels good, right? Like, have a lot of emotion, try to connect. It's like, no, that just like doesn't resonate with me. I'm like, tell me the steps, tell me what to do. And again, I think the most fun, beautiful thing is that there are steps to knowing how to present across any medium stories that convert.
Oh my gosh. Gavin, again, I could literally spend days with you talking, and I look forward to actually. So it's Design Hacker Official.
Yes.
First week of August or so, is that when it's starting?
What first week? First week of August. So literally come in starting August 3rd. We're going to have like some really amazing stuff. And then that next week, we're going deep into this 5-day training, how to become the number one go-to expert in your niche. And we're going to teach you all about how do you actually do that by telling stories that convert. It's going to be amazing.
Oh my gosh. Well, Catherine, again, I can't thank you enough. You are always so willing to just share and share and give and give and give. It's why people absolutely love you. It's why you get standing ovations everywhere you go. And again, I appreciate the opportunity of getting to know you. And most importantly, of just having you as a dear friend. So thank you very much.
Same. Honestly, I'm telling you about this. And I mean what I said, like, it has been a blessing to find this this community. I think there's a lot of noise in the internet marketing world, and to be able to even understand like, oh, this is what a framework is and this is how to do it. Like, oh, to find that in this community, it's like changed the trajectory of my life forever. So it's a gift to be part of it. So thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You're awesome. Bye.